Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. I must tell you that in a week from now, we will be broadcasting from the Whiskey Live 2025, taking place at the Galleria. The date officially will be the 13th, which is the first night that the Whiskey Live will be taking place for. It will run through till the 15th of November, which is next week, Saturday. So you must be wondering, what happens and what will be part of the experience when I get there? Well, this is where we have an exciting guest joining us tonight to tell us more about local South African whiskey, a brand that is produced by the James Sedgwick Distillery, to give us some perspective around Three Ships Whiskey and clarity on the experience that we can likely expect there, but also the business side of the production of Three Ships Whiskey, among many other whiskey brands. Leandre Bosch, brand home manager at James Sedgwick Distillery, home of South African whiskey, to tell us more about this brand. Leandre, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to speak to you, Leandre. And I must tell you that over the last few weeks, so often when we think about whiskey, we always refer to Scottish whiskey, Irish whiskey. But it's so refreshing to hear that we do have our very own distillery in South Africa. So maybe let's just start with that particular context regarding the James Sedgwick Distillery being home and producing Three Ships Whiskey, and just how vibrant the production environment is in South Africa.
Well, in South Africa, our whiskies are made exactly according to the Scottish whiskey rules. We can only use water, yeast, grain or barley, and the whiskey must be matured in wood for a minimum of 3 years. Mm. So what sets our whiskies apart is a unique warm climate that allows the spirit to interact more intensely with the oak during maturation. Although our Angel shares is much higher than whiskies produced in colder countries, our whiskies are incredibly smooth with a depth of flavor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the James Sedgwick, I think that is definitely our unique selling point, is our climate. But the James Sedgwick Distillery is one of only a handful of distilleries in the world where both malt and grain whiskey are produced. It's worth visiting us when you visit Cape Town.
Got you. I can't imagine.
As pioneers, yeah.
Got you. And maybe let's just talk about, you know, some of the weather dynamics and how that actually does impact on operations without getting lost in the marketing and the feel and the emotion of it all in just a moment. But I do want us just to understand, you know, some of the dynamics that are experienced. Last week when we spoke to one particular whiskey connoisseur, he highlighted that there's certain shifts that are happening in terms of weather and the production of whiskey, the kind of number of people you need on board, and just the journey of the experience. Maybe talk us through that.
Great. Yeah, that's a really good question. So we lose between 4% and 5% of our whiskey annually to Angel share. So that's the evaporation process, the interaction that happens, the whiskey and the wood and the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So we lose between 4% and 5% annually of our whiskey. So the angels drink a little bit of that whiskey every day. So it goes less and less in the barrel, if you want to think about it that way. In colder countries only lose, like Ireland and Scotland, only lose between 1% and 2%. And countries like Japan lose like 12%, because of the humidity. So that does impact planning quite a lot. And we measure that on a daily basis. To really figure out like how we're going to plan, what is the market doing, how is it impacting how's the weather impacting our maturation process, that's just. And Wellington, we're in Wellington in the Western Cape, and Wellington is like, have you ever been to Wellington? It's extremely hot. I don't think I'll ever get used to the heat. It gets really hot. So in summer, sometimes I think the highest I've experienced is 48 degrees Celsius.
Oh, I can imagine. And maybe talk through, you know, the different processes for some of the brands, because the James Sedgwick Distillery is home to Three Ships Whiskey, and there are three different variations of that particular whiskey brand. But you also have the likes of Baines, Cape Mountain Whiskey. Are there different nuances in terms of the flavors, the experience, the processing of maturation as well for these whiskies?
Yeah, so basically when we start producing, we think of two types of liquids. We think of a malt liquid and a grain liquid, because we have our Three Ships brand is mainly your blends or your single malts made from barley. And then we have your beans that's made entirely from yellow South African maize. So that's your grain liquid. And so these two liquids mature separately in the same barrels in ex-bourbon American oak, but they do have their own sort of recipe. Oh. And Baines, what makes Baines actually unique is that we set aside our most flavorful barrels for Baines. So that's your first full ex-bourbon American oak that we get in from the States. And we use these barrels that's only had bourbon inside to use to mature Baines in for 3 years. We then extract that whiskey that's been maturing for its first initial 3 years, and we put it in a new set of first full barrels. Mm. So actually your Baines is a 5-year whiskey. And so your Three Ships is then a blend of grain and malt, because your, especially the bourbon cask that won the best blend in the world this year, actually, is a nice blend between the two liquids.
Got you. And maybe for those
that's
who aren't
difference
familiar
in the two
with bourbon.
Yeah.
Leandre, maybe for those who aren't familiar with bourbon, we just need to explain, you know, the technicalities that understand that this is typically different from a whiskey because it's primary ingredient is made up of more than 50% corn or maize. Would that be correct? In other words, the difference between the bourbon and the whiskey and the bourbon barrel that a whiskey would be produced in. It gets quite technical, but help us understand the dynamics.
Yes. Yeah, so it does get quite technical. Bourbon needs a specific ratio of specific grains in the blend. And then you are very right. It needs 51% of maize in the mix. So, and also it needs to be in the bourbon region, which is in the States. It's like champagne or sherry. It's a geographical naming convention. So what we are doing with the Three Ships bourbon cask is we're calling out the casks, the barrels that we are using in this blend. And it's a blend of different age statements. So it's really smooth and you can taste the bourbon, actually the sweetness of the bourbon that comes through from the wood.
This is so interesting. And maybe now let's get into, you know, the flavor, the experience, the taste, which I guess depending on you know, who is enjoying it, there are different notes, nuances around the experience of whiskey. But talk us through that, because some people, you know, might enjoy different notes of things. But what makes a good whiskey a great one in terms of the notes, the tasting, and even just the experience of becoming someone who is a connoisseur or a sommelier of whiskey and can actually help distinctively tell the various differences and taste flavonoids of a variety of whiskies?
Yeah, so the best way is to take it step by step and allow yourself to explore. Guided tastings are brilliant because you get to compare whiskies side by side and you start noticing the subtle differences in aroma and flavor. Whiskey Live is a perfect opportunity for that because you'll have experts on hand to explain and guide you. I always encourage people to ask questions and to trust their own palate. You don't have to like everything you taste, and that's the point. It's about discovering what you do enjoy, whether that's something smoky and peaty or light and slightly sweet.
Got you. To close off with, Leandre, from what I do understand, James Sedgwick Distillery is the only commercial whiskey distillery in South Africa. And commerce is what we like because we are a business show. So help us understand those business dynamics in terms of the markets you can export to. You know, are there regulations and controls around being the only commercial whiskey distillery in the country? And, you know, if there's different nuances to the business side of whiskey that we might not be aware of.
Yes, there's a couple of, so let's start with that. We don't export to the States. If we can tap into that market, that would be great.
Gotcha.
Get a lot of requests, especially for Baines. But we do export to Europe and Asia and the rest of Africa. And so, yeah, it's a growing market, especially the rest of Africa side. And yeah, so our biggest market is South Africa. We are a country that likes to party, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that everyone that's joining Whiskey Live will attest to that. And so it also depends on the taste profile and the yeah, the taste profile and the palate, what the country likes in, to enjoy. Especially rest of Africa is more sweet, so it lends itself more to a grain heavy blend.
Oh, wow.
And then Europe, obviously, it's more your peated whiskies, your heavily peated whiskies. And we do see quite a big growth in our higher age statements. We are now relaunching our Baines 15 year, actually, this month. And that also won best grain whiskey last year for whiskey magazine. And so I guess it's just taking those learnings and implementing them for the year to come. We've got some great lineups in terms of innovation for both brands, and both are really limited releases, collector's items. You really want to keep an eye out on that. So we are really busy on our end and really pushing the boundaries in terms of innovation, especially when it comes to special cask finishes. So that's really what sets us apart. And I think just combination of nature and the climate really, that gives us that special edge.
Got you. Quite interesting. As you mentioned, great demand and largest market being South Africa. And what was really intriguing for me is the fact that we have a sweet palate or a preference for sweeter notes in whiskies. But to close off with, Leandre, we have many South Africans who will be making their way to the Whiskey Live next week. What can they expect when they visit the James Sedgwick Distillery stand as home of South African whiskey?
Well, it is the Whiskey Live is the ultimate celebration of whiskey. And this year at the Galleria in Sandton, from the 13th to the 15th of November, visitors can look forward to 3 nights of discovering whiskies from around the world. And of course, some proudly South African whiskies too. Three Ships Bourbon Cask, awarded as the world's best blended whiskey at the 2025 World Whiskies Awards in London, will naturally be a highlight for us. If you've never tasted it, now will be your chance. We will also have exclusive small batch single barrel release whiskies at our stand and creative cocktails to showcase the versatility of whiskey. The Whiskey Live is really the place to learn directly from the experts. It's such a fun social event, whether you're a seasoned whiskey enthusiast or just curious to learn more. There's something for everyone.
Got you. Thank you so much for your time this evening. A great delight speaking to you. We're looking forward to seeing more of what many more can expect at Whiskey Live next week. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Google. Keep well.
Awesome. Now, if you love whiskey from single malts to global blends, don't miss Whiskey Live 2025. Experience it from November 13th to the 15th at the Galleria in Sandton. Get your tickets now at whiskeylive.co.za. Now, before I let you go, don't forget you still have an opportunity to win tickets. And as you know, we've spoken to Leandre Bosch, who's a brand home manager for James Sedgwick Distillery, home of South African whiskey, and specifically talking about the Three Ships whiskey experience.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.